could say it's an annual event that takes place on the last Friday of Ramadan and is marked by millions rallying in different countries throughout the world. On this day, Muslims and also people from other religions gather to put pressure on Israel to end its occupation of the Palestinian territories. In Jerusalem al-Quds, it's marked by hundreds of thousands of Muslims who travel from the West Bank in order to pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
It's good to be here on Quds Day, but Jerusalem al-Quds should not just be a memory for one day in the Arab and Islamic world. This must be a daily event because it's under occupation. Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest site in Islam and should be protected. So in this holy month, all Arabs and Muslims are responsible for the protection of al-Quds. Israel is talking about dividing Jerusalem al-Quds to establish the temple, so we have to remind the whole world that there are people living here.
Dorawede continued to state the religious and historical significance of Al-Quds Day, as Jerusalem Al-Quds contains both Muslim and Christian places of worship, and people in solidarity should make the spiritual connection between Jerusalem Al-Quds and the entire world a priority, especially while it's under threat by the Israeli occupation.
Jerusalem today is in most need for any actions and activities to be done in solidarity with the city, to rescue the city from the colonization, from the ethnic cleansing, from changing its culture and its identity. This city is under heavily attacked, either its people or its holy places in it. Al-Aqsa Mosque is like threatened to be destroyed by all the tunnels that they have been digging under Al-Aqsa. It is threatened by dividing and all the attempts that they are doing every day to divide it, to divide the mosque. The importance of this day yearly, it's like to shed light on the importance of the city for the Muslim world, for the Palestinians, and for the whole world, for the cultural heritage, for the whole religions.
International Quds Day is an annual event held worldwide on the final Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. This calls to an end of Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian lands. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupy Jerusalem Al-Quds.